The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Red Leg Nation Radio, your home for discussion and analysis of Cincinnati Reds baseball all year long. Now here's your host, Chad Dotson.
Well, what about that? Playoffs? You're talking to me about playoffs? All right, quick podcast here just to drop into your feeds and celebrate. You know, I want to be cynical because it's eighth place, you know, but I can't. I can't force myself to be cynical about the fact that the Reds only qualified for eighth place. They made the playoffs, you know, and I know it's this watered down playoffs in this crazy year, and I don't care. I don't care because, you know, we've been together. I started Red Leg Nation in 05. It's been some bad times. And, you know, the first episode of this podcast was 07. And, you know, we really got serious about it just in the last 5 years every week. And it's been a rough 5 years. And so, yeah, it's a little embarrassing that they win this game and they go out and kind of pile on each other on the mound. But it's not. It's absolutely not. And no one should feel, you know, embarrassed to be celebrating this. And those players deserve to celebrate this, frankly, because what have we been saying all season? You just have to get into the tournament to have a chance to win it. You just have to get in the playoffs to have a chance. And we're going to talk plenty about how this team is set up to do well in the playoffs, and I firmly believe that as much as I believed it before the season started. And, you know, the last couple of weeks have only firmed that up in my mind, but the Reds kind of took this first step that they needed. They made it to the playoffs, and so celebrate, and let's have fun with it. What do I always say on the podcast? It's kind of been the theme of the podcast. Baseball's supposed to be fun, right? You all have heard that a billion times on this podcast because you listen and then re-listen to this podcast, I'm sure. So it totals a billion times. But, you know, it's been an awful year in just about every way. The Reds have been completely miserable from almost all of this season. And yet they figured out a way. They got there. They got across the finish line. The Reds win 7-2 tonight over the Minnesota Twins in game one of the series, and everything else went right for them. And the Reds qualified for the playoffs this year, clinching at least eighth place in the National League, and maybe more. You know, think the jury's still out on where the Reds will end up. And I know a thing or two about juries. The Reds also clinched. This is maybe more amazing. I think a tear is going to come to my eye when I say this. Forget the playoffs. Do you realize the Reds just clinched a non-losing season? I'm giddy even saying that. I'm starting to cry. 30-28. And so the worst they can finish is 30-30. But they're not. Obviously, they're going to sweep the Twins and go 32-28. But for real, you know, they make the playoffs. Watered down playoffs, I don't care. They aren't going to finish below 500. You know, it's been a crazy season in a billion different ways. But it's a step forward. It's a tiny step forward at this point. But it's progress. That's what we're wanting from these Reds, right? Some progress. And a non-losing season in which they have a chance to play for a championship. That's pretty good. Now, if they lose in the first round, we'll debate whether it's a failure of a season given the expectations coming in. Whatever. I don't want to even think about that right now. Because the flip side is just as possible as far as I'm concerned. That was my point in my Cincinnati Magazine piece. There's no reason this team shouldn't be a World Series contender at this point. And don't be surprised if you see some people trying to make the Reds their kind of sneaky pick, you know, to win the World Series now. We don't know who the Reds are going to play. You know, it looks like it may be the Braves. But the Reds are going to maybe do some work to get out of that number 8 spot where they might have to face the Dodgers. And, you know, on our regular podcast this week, be sure to listen to that one if you haven't already. We talked about whether, you know, getting the Dodgers in a 2 games out of 3 situation might not be an awful scenario because, It's easier to beat them twice than it is four times. But all things being considered, I'd rather wait as long as possible to play the Dodgers in the hopes that someone else knocks them off. But we'll talk about that. We'll break down everything that's going to happen around the playoffs once that picture becomes clear. But tonight's game, the Reds came in one game over and needed a lot of things to happen for it to work out tonight. And so I didn't think there was much of a chance that all the dominoes were going to fall the right way for tonight. And they did. The Reds, what a fun game. And it just kept getting more fun throughout the night until the ninth when it really was. That was one of the fun nights on Twitter and in our Slack channel. It's not always fun. It's never fun on Twitter hardly, but on our Slack channel, it's usually kind of fun. But, it's been up and down lately. And if you're not on our Slack channel, go to patreon.com/redlegradio. Get in on it. $2 a month. You can get on our Slack channel. A lot of fun conversation. But anyway, the game started tonight, Tyler Mahle in the game. And it's 0-0 going into the bottom of the third. And, the Twins get a run that inning. But what was kind of surprising was that after 2 1/3, David Bell lifts Tyler Mahle. And number one, I've been a Tyler Mahle booster on this podcast. Again, I'm not telling you all anything you don't know. Since the first day that I heard Tyler Mahle's name. And probably mispronounced his name the first time I heard it. And I've also been less than enthusiastic about David Bell's performance this year. But what's the one thing that I keep coming back to on this podcast about David Bell? Urgency. He's displayed a complete lack of urgency for the entire season. But you know what? Tonight, he didn't hesitate to lift Mahle. Now, I love Tyler Mahle, and I don't know that I would have gone and get him if I were in David Bell's position. But it did demonstrate more urgency than I've seen from him all year. Whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision, and we don't know at the time. But either way, that was the first moment all year that I felt like he showed some urgency. And so I was glad to see it. And I was glad that it worked out because Michael Lorenzen came in and was really good for 3 1/3 innings. Gave up one run on three hits, struck out four in 3 1/3. And without Michael Lorenzen, maybe they don't win this game. And a brief aside here about Michael Lorenzen. How happy are you for that guy? Because we killed him early in the year. Justifiably. I don't think we were unfair to Lorenzen because I like Lorenzen. I never thought he was an awful pitcher just because he pitched awful in the first couple weeks. But the fact is, he pitched awful and he was a big reason why the Reds started off so poorly this year. I mean, it's just a fact. It's not criticism to look at the numbers, look at his game log. He was bad. But what a turnaround. He starts two games here late in this season, this big stretch where the Reds have made their comeback, and then tonight in the game they clinched, he goes 3 1/3, and just, he looks like the Lorenzen we expected all year. And I'm happy for the guy because he worked his butt off. You see some tongue-in-cheek criticisms or whatever, and that's fine, whatever. He's a professional athlete. He's got to be able to take the slings and arrows. But, I see a guy that's serious about his craft and really happy for him. Really happy he was able to turn it around, and he was excited tonight. When the Reds took the lead, he got the win tonight. He's 3-1 of the season. Lorenzen did, but when they took the lead, he just was. They showed him in the dugout, just over the moon, just absolutely over the moon. So it was fun, and that was in the. Let's see here. I got it pulled up. I thought I did. Either way, the Reds took the lead while he was in the game. He got the win. So anyway, they're up. They're down 1-0. Boy, I tell you what, these late night podcasts are. Hey, it's free. What are you complaining about? Okay, I've got it here. It was the top of the fourth. Right after that, the Reds are down 1-0 after they gave up the run, and in the top of the fourth, Joey Votto walks to lead off the inning. Joey. Are you happier for anyone more than you're happy for Joey Votto right now? Getting a chance to get back to the playoffs. And who knows? I don't want to think it's the last time. But you never know. I hope not. But just to get a chance to do that again when he's been a loyal soldier for this organization. Now, he's been paid handsomely for it. It's not like he's, it's been difficult for him. But day-to-day, as seriously as he takes his craft and struggling so much in the last couple years, he walks. Gino comes up. He handed me Suarez, and I texted Bill Lack, and I said, I don't know, I just got this feeling that Suarez is about to go deep here, because he's hit so many big home runs lately, you know, seems like. Well, he did. He lined out to third, but he ripped it. I mean, he absolutely tore into it. And then our guy Moose, the new guy, Mike Moustakas, comes up and drills a ball to center field. Home run. 2-1 lead. And that's it. Reds are up 2-1 and never looked back. So, well, I'll take that back. They did look back briefly, but the Twins were unable to score. Got a couple guys on the next inning, unable to score. Then in the fifth, Freddie Galvis. Home run to right to lead off, right down the line to lead off the inning. And, you know, great hair, and he's not been great this season in offensively or defensively, but it was all forgiven with that home run to right field. And then, one out later, Shogo Akiyama doubles, and then Nick Castellanos drives him in with a single. So it's 4-1 Reds at that point, and, you know, it was not over, but you're feeling pretty good. But then, get to the bottom of the sixth. Twins score one more. Lorenzen gives up a leadoff walk. Gets a couple of outs, but then they bring in David Bell brings in Amir Garrett, who immediately gives up a single, scoring the run 4-2. But then he strikes out batter to end the inning. Struck out Kepler to end the inning. So 4-2. We're going to the seventh. Nobody scores in the seventh. Nobody scores in the eighth. And can I say they brought in Lucas Sims and. Wow. Lucas Sims in the bottom of the seventh struck out two hitters and looked amazing. But then the eighth, he hit Byron Buxton in the helmet with a pitch. And it looked a lot scarier than it ended up being, I think. But he was kind of shook up a little bit. They brought him out, brought in Rosell Iglesias, got a strikeout, but then gave up a double. So runners on second and third with one out. The runner that was hit by pitch, pinch runner for him, Jake Carroll, buddy Jake Cave. And Rosell, strike out, fly out. So, you know, great inning for Rosell Iglesias. It's 4-2 going to the ninth, and you're thinking, well, you know, if you want to be like the Reds bullpen, you know, early in the season, if you want to be cynical about it and say, oh, no, still too close, didn't matter. Moose hits another home run to lead off the top of the ninth. Jesse Winker walks. Nick Senzel reaches on an infield single. Just flying down the line. Freddie Galvis drives in a run, and Tucker Barnhart walks. Akiyama singles to center, scoring Senzel. So 7-2, and then that's when it was fun. That's when it were like, you can breathe a little bit. And then David Bell brought in Wade Miley for the ninth. And you know what? Pitched pretty well. Pitched pretty well. He did walk a guy, but it was never there was never really any moments of where we were concerned about what was happening there. So it's fun. The Reds won, and, you know, on Twitter and in our Slack channel, people were going nuts, and that's a fun time because we've had so few of those over the years. And I did make a joke on Twitter about the Reds. Are they really going to pile on the mound for clinching eighth place? And it was tongue-in-cheek. And, you know, but how can you criticize, or how can you, these players, I mean, yes, they're professionals, they're being paid a lot of money, but the ones that have been around a little while have suffered through some tough times. Well, we think we have too, right? We know we have. We're not getting paid to follow this organization, so we know how tough it's been, but it's been rough for those guys. They want to win too, and they're maybe not as in love with the Cincinnati Reds organization as we are. For whatever reason we are, I don't know. But, you know, it's good for those guys, and for the fan base, enjoy it. Celebrate it. You know, I know it's this crazy eight-team playoff, and I saw Joe Sheehan on Twitter said this, and I think it's probably true, actually. If Major League Baseball's paying attention to the Reds celebrating on the field and all the fans going nuts, it may mean that this 16-team playoff is here to stay. And I would not be surprised. And I have some thoughts about how that might impact decision making in the in Reds ownership suite that we'll get to at a later time. But I just want to jump on here and kind of celebrate with you all and sort of give permission for us to celebrate this, because we've suffered through some awful baseball, and you know, This year, we've suffered through some awful baseball this year. It's been garbage for most of the year, but it's forgotten now. It's all behind us. The Reds did what they needed to do. Now, they just barely got there, but who cares? All you have to do is get there. In a regular year, we say, you just got to qualify, because in a short series, anything can happen. And as we will be talking about next week, there are very few teams that are set up to win in a short series as well as the Reds are. Now, a lot's going to depend on this offense, whether they can continue their resurgence. To which I say, how about Moustakas the last couple weeks? He's been injuries and just hasn't hit well all season. And all of a sudden, just amazing. Shogo, a couple hits tonight. I mean, just this team is, they're kind of coming around at the right time. Now, they could go cold again. Yeah, it's two games out of three series. They could go cold two games and be done. I got to go back and delete that because I don't want that to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. I think this team is, I don't know. I'm ready to be optimistic. I've tried so hard, you all know, to be optimistic because baseball is supposed to be fun. And if there's ever a time to be optimistic, it's right this second. And I want you all to go out there and celebrate this thing. I want you to go out there and be irrational about how happy you are about this. And don't listen to people like me when I was joking tongue-in-cheek. Don't listen to people saying, oh, come on, just eighth place, what's the big deal? Are you serious? No, ignore that stuff. Don't respond to it. You just celebrate, enjoy it. Because this Cincinnati Reds team, for most of you that are listening here, there's some of you that have some experience with the Big Red Machine, but for most of you, this team has been bad for almost your entire lifetime. And they've been bad most of this season. None of that matters right now. We saw a game tonight where people, it was funny, we were in the Slack channel, and people were just nervous on every pitch. And we don't know what that's like as Reds fans. And we do. We've experienced it some over the years. But other fans of other teams really get it. And we've not had a chance to experience that. And some of you younger listeners, viewers, it's too late, I said listeners, you maybe never really experienced it. 2010, 2012, 2013 was a long time ago. 7 years. So don't let anybody discourage you from celebrating this and from enjoying this and from, feeling proud to wear that Reds hat tomorrow or to wear your Reds shirt or, just to walk down the street just knowing, hey, look, this team finally brought us a little bit of joy. This team finally gave us something to enjoy about baseball, something to smile about. In 2020. Don't apologize for it. Don't worry too much about what's going to happen when the playoffs get here, who they're going to play. Just enjoy the fact that we're getting some extra baseball this year. And the Reds have a real chance of actually playing for a championship for the first time in 7 years. That's a real thing. That's a big thing. Okay? It's just sports, and I'm always encouraging people not to take it too seriously. But the reason why is, again, what do I always say? It's supposed to be fun. Well, this is fun. This is what it's for. Don't let the lows get you down as much as you let the highs get you up. You know what I mean? You have my permission to go and celebrate this. And for just a short period of time here, enjoy being one of the playoff teams. I'm sure there's a lot of them this year. Who cares? We're one of them. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. We'll be back with another podcast soon. Just wanted to get on here and talk to you all. Thank you so much for listening. Go subscribe. If you want to join us at Patreon, certainly you're welcome. We'd love to have you. But if not, we're going to keep bringing you the podcast either way because, we've been doing this podcast during garbage times. We're not going to stop now. Not now that your Cincinnati Reds are a playoff team. So long, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Red Leg Nation Radio from RedLegNation.com. Subscribe to Red Leg Nation Radio on iTunes or through your favorite podcast app. And join us for discussion of all things Reds at RedLegNation.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.